This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. Right now, I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, Antonio, pronounce your name, the last name.
Well, my full name is Antonia Degnan.
And the name of your book is The Underwater Daughter. Now, this book is a memoir, and It's a very complex book, and in many ways, a very difficult book.
It is.
It was something, obviously, that you needed to write, and that I know that you have gotten so many wonderful reviews for this book, because it has touched the heart of many people. Your writing is excellent, and you've managed to capture something, a very difficult subject. So I'm sure that you have a way of talking about the story, because it's one of the hardest and most personal stories, a memoir that I've had on the program. And It touches on subjects that are difficult. But what I wanted to do here on Joy on Paper, I always like to give authors an opportunity to promote their books. And you never know. I've discovered this is absolutely true. You know, I've been doing the program for 8 years, and it will be the funniest thing. I will hear from a listener about a book that I didn't know that it was going to touch their heart. They will write to me and they say, well, that book came out just at the right time. I just needed to hear that story. I was, you know, because I interview people who have physical problems, mental problems, addiction problems, all sorts of problems. And so you never know when a book will be just the right thing for somebody, that it will spur them to think about their own lives, perhaps help other people with the same problems. So that's why I'm very happy that you're on the program today. And again, the name of the book is The Underwater Daughter. And it is a memoir of survival and healing. So tell us about your story.
Well, my story is that I was a young dancer from the age of 5, and I was also in a very intellectual and culturally sophisticated family system. And I think I was part of a long cycle of suffering or challenges or sort of hidden secrets. My father, I think unknowingly, I'd like to think that anyway, crossed boundaries with me and perhaps other people in my family. I can't speak to that actually, but I used dance as a way of coping through my upbringing, and it continues to be a somatic reinvention, I would say that.
So you went through really such difficult years, and so many traumatic events happened to you. You know, now you're a woman, and you have 5 children, am I correct?
I do, yes.
5 children. So now understand the importance of having a good childhood, of having love when you're a child, real love, caring love, and people who protect you. So it took you quite a while before you were ready to write this memoir.
It took me a very long time. I'm 60 years old this year, so there's a lot of, I think, interventions that helped me along the way. But certainly becoming a mother was a line in the sand turning point for me, because I took on that responsibility of being a good role model and a friend and a protector to my children. And what I think I did mostly was try to listen and watch and see them and keep them safe.
So you went through a process of having to recover from all of these traumas in your life. How did you start healing? How that healing process, because that's part of the title. And that healing process, what did you do? To whom did you turn? And where did you find that help?
I do think that healing is an ongoing practice. You know, we're all sort of internally driven to do that. I don't think it comes all at once, right? So one of the catalysts for me to dig a little bit deeper was when I had my accident. I had a bike accident in 2018. And what that did was kind of strip away all the previous interventions, the dance, the just ability to interact with the world that was so intrinsically linked to my identity was stripped away in a moment's notice. And the writing actually just poured out of me at that point because I kept asking these questions I was avoiding because I had funneled these questions into dance or into movement. And so the questions were, who am I? What am I doing here? And I think we're all drawn to nourishing and understanding our soul, finding the essence of why we resonate with certain things or why we want to find joy in the world. So the writing actually grew out of that experience. And once the writing took off, more and more insights, more feelings of worthiness continued to happen and still does, to be honest. It's a very growing experience.
Well, your writing is very, it's lyrical, it's very touching. There
Thank
are
you.
Points where, you know, I found myself reading and I was thinking, oh, This is such a good writer. She's just so good. She can put these words down. And I felt, as I was reading, I thought, yeah, I think a lot of people will be helped and encouraged that perhaps if they put words down themselves, they can work through some of these things that have happened to them. And as you said, understand who you are and what you become. Because you have to be, you know, very proud of what you've done with your children. I know that they are very proud of you.
I think so. I thank you for complimenting the writing. That really wasn't my wheelhouse. I think that the way I write is highly informed by my movement and dance experience. So I often say I almost choreograph words rather than a traditional way of, you know, structuring my writing.
But it works. I think it works. It works very beautifully. You do have a flow, and I think that probably comes from the fact that you are a dancer and that you do have that sort of visual of of the words flowing along with your body. So I thought that worked very nicely.
Thank you. And I also think, as you said earlier, this is not an easy topic, and it makes people uncomfortable. And it's also the reason why this kind of book needs to be out there, I think. Instead of running away from big issues, you know, why not embrace them and find ways to create a place where everyone doesn't have to succumb to inappropriate stuff, right? Like,
this is the problem. We find it difficult. You know, in literature, we have, through history, people write about bad things happening to people, bad things happening to children. But sometimes when it's the sort of the raw memoir, a real, you know, if it's in literature, it's one thing. But then when it's the actual person to whom something bad has happened. There's this, mm-hmm. you feel so overwhelmed, really, by emotion. And I think people will mm-hmm. feel that way reading your book. But you're right mm-hmm. on that other side, too, that if people read the book, they do open their eyes and say, whoa, you know, we have to look at how people are treating other people. And in mm-hmm. your case, I mean, sometimes if people had intervened at the right time, things would not have gotten so bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the end, that's not the point of the book.
Yeah.
You know, and in my opinion, everyone suffers, right, on some level. And suffering is completely subjective because I can't insert myself into the human experience of someone else. So I don't know your suffering, my father's or my mother's suffering. What I do know is that I can tap into my internal experience and find a way that's beyond, you know, the persecution, whatever it happens to be. And we're all capable of doing that.
What has been the reaction? Are you doing events? Are you going out and talking to groups of people about your book?
Yes, I'm. Well, today is the actual pub day, so not a ton of people have had the book in their hands, but I do have several book clubs planned, book store events. I guested in a writing class the other day. So I'm just going to really listen to what people have to say, and hopefully this will help someone, at least one person, I'm thinking.
Well, that's true. It's great, but I think you'll help more, and I think that it's a vehicle for you to get out there and to promote the book. I think a lot mm-hmm. of women's groups will want to embrace the book as a reading project for their library group, for example, because it is a book that they can talk about. And I know that you'd make yourself available to talk to them on Zoom and do events.
I have some Zoom events lined up. And to your point, even an Instagram blogger and I were having an offline conversation recently, and she told me that she works in the criminal justice system, and she passed my book along to one of the victim advocates that she works with. And when she told me that, I thought, oh my gosh, yes, like that's it. That's exactly how I would love to see the book go from hand to hand.
Exactly. That with the other books that I've had on the program about dealing with different types of subjects, but so often a book does touch people when you get out there and it gets into the right hands. And mm-hmm. I think that you're right. In criminal justice and in social work, I think it will help them also to have a greater and in-depth understanding of mm-hmm. what a victim goes through. So I really want to thank you, you know, for being on Joy on Paper today. I think you've written a very touching book, and it is you very well written, extremely
thank
well
you.
Written. I don't know
thank
if you're
you.
Going to go on and write a novel now, but you certainly have the talent to write.
Thank you. I am in the works. I'm working on a novel.
See, I knew it. You see, I can always tell when somebody's written something, and uh-huh. that sort of magic comes, that joy on paper that I'm always talking about.
Uh-huh.
Once you feel it, you can't stop, right?
I love writing. It's every day for me, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad. Well, you'll be back on Joy on Paper when you have your novel. And meanwhile,
perfect.
Do you have a website?
Yes, my website is my name, AntoniaDegnan.com. So everything you need to know would be on there.
Okay. Again, thank you so much, Antonia, for joining me today. And the book mm-hmm. is called Underwater Daughter. It's a memoir of survival and healing. And you've done a great job. And I know, I think your daughters have written some reviews for you. And they're beautiful, beautiful reviews.
Yeah. Thank you.
You have to be very proud of them.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Patsy.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, you know, sometimes you get a book, and as I said to her, sometimes it hits the right person. So if there's anyone out there who is having problems and has had problems in the past, you see what happens. She wrote a book. She wrote one book, and this is what happens with once you see your words on paper, you do get excited, and you realize that your words have power. Antonio Degnan is a lovely person. She went through a horrific childhood, but she's come out and she's learned to be strong, and her book is worth reading. It's really, really good. It's Underwater Daughter. Okay, everybody, take care. Bye-bye now.